This is the Flight Wisdom Guru, once again reporting in from Flight Wisdom Headquarters, with briefing number 14. Now that I'm back, we have a lot to catch up on, so today we have a double dose of aviation news, and we will try to get up to date with an extra release tomorrow, so that we can resume our normal broadcast schedule. Allegiant Airlines will be adding twice-weekly service between South Bend, Indiana, and Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport beginning June 2nd, and will begin twice-weekly service between Eugene, Oregon, Tri-Cities Regional Airport in Pasco, Washington, and Idaho Falls Regional Airport in Idaho, all to Los Angeles, LAX, beginning June 3rd. All service uses Allegiant's fleet of 150-seat MD-80 aircraft. Porter Airlines is offering summer service from its base at Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport to Mont-Tremblant, Quebec, in the Upper Laurentians, with two flights per week beginning June 24th and continuing through September 6th. The first steel construction column was placed for Boeing's new Charleston, South Carolina facility, which will do final assembly and delivery of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. Boeing Charleston already fabricates, assembles, and installs systems for the Dreamliner, and will now perform final assembly at the facility. Production is set to begin in July of 2011, with the first 787 built in Charleston to be delivered in the first quarter of 2012. The second production line should allow Boeing to catch up on the back order of 787s. Horizon Air will offer nonstop summer service from Los Angeles to Mammoth Yosemite Airport, beginning April 12th and running through September. Brazilian airline TAM has signed a reciprocal frequent flyer agreement with Continental. Members of each airline's program will be able to accumulate miles for travel on the other airline. AirTran Airways officially opened its new crew base in Milwaukee. The base, which includes more than 50 pilots and 50 flight attendants, will allow AirTran to continue its expansion in the city. AirTran also began nonstop service between Milwaukee and Dallas-Fort Worth, offering two daily flights on the route, where it will be the only carrier offering non-regional service. American Eagle was a busy little regional bee this week and launched nonstop service from Port Columbus Airport to New York's JFK Airport. Service will operate once daily, using 44-seat Embraer regional jets. A second flight will be added on July 2nd. They also launch service from both Birmingham, Alabama and Pensacola, Florida to Miami, Florida, with twice-daily service operated by 50-seat regional jets. Thrice-daily service was reintroduced from Chicago O'Hare to Dayton, Ohio, Jacksonville, Florida, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, as well as twice-daily service to Lexington, Kentucky. Service was restored to Rapid City, South Dakota, with seasonal daily service to Chicago. We are pleased to see American restoring service to these previously abandoned routes. American also introduced new thrice-daily service from Fargo, North Dakota, to Chicago O'Hare. As if all this Eagle news is not enough, they also added seasonal service from Dallas-Fort Worth to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Asheville, North Carolina, through October 31st, and reintroduced daily service to Sioux Falls and Rapid City, South Dakota. Moving to the Europe desk, Virgin Atlantic announced twice-daily service from Manchester, England to Las Vegas, beginning April 3, 2011. The service will operate on Thursdays and Sundays using Boeing 747-400 aircraft, fitted with 14 upper-class suites, 58 premium economy seats, and 379 economy seats. Virgin also operates service from Manchester to Orlando and Barbados, and from London Gatwick to Las Vegas. Ryanair, Europe's favorite bargain basement airline, is once again proposing charging for the use of lavatories, requiring passengers to pay €1 or £1 to use the lavatory on flights of less than 1 hour, and removing 2 out of 3 lavatories on some of its planes in order to add 6 additional seats. We continue to hope that their pee fee never comes to fruition. Some fees are just too much. Speaking of too much, our top story today. ultra-low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines raced Ryanair to the bottom of the barrel by introducing fees for carry-on bags. A full write-up is available at blog.flightwisdom.com. To summarize, if you want to take a carry-on, you have to pay $45 at the gate, $30 in advance, or $20 in advance if you are a $9 Fare Club member. Similar discounts are available for checked luggage for their members. You may, of course, still carry a personal item. My opinion is this. Many pundits have joked, including myself, that soon you'll be issued an orange jumpsuit and leg irons when you board the aircraft. For your safety, of course. But with each step, we seem to be coming closer to this reality. If it isn't done in the name of security, it will be done in the name of unbundling, till the price of a ticket includes the right to be transported from point A to point B, and nothing else. No clothes, no bags, etc. Ryanair wanted to eliminate checked bags entirely, and with it baggage handlers. So let's unbundle everything. Departure times are currently not included in your contract with an airline. Why not unbundle them? Buy your ticket, and at some point they'll tell you which plane you're on. Want to know which? There's a fee for that. Non-stop service? There's a surcharge for that. Now, this is all a bit tongue-in-cheek. But when do we rise up and say, this airline has crossed a line we don't want it to cross, and we're taking our business elsewhere? Of course, it doesn't affect me. Yet, I've already been unofficially boycotting Spirit. This is the final boarding call for Briefing 14. All passengers should now be on board the aircraft. Flight Wisdom is a project of the Wenica Media Group, producers of quality online content. All Wenica Media Group sites are undergoing renovation this spring to better improve your experience. For example, if you enjoy Flight Wisdom, why not check out our travel tip site, infrequentflyer.com. Infrequent Flyer, because not all of us travel regularly.